News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
We cannot read a report like the mother and baby homes and think that Ireland has fundamentally changed when it hasn't. That was the tweet from Labour TD Eoin O'Riordan, pointing out that 91% of children in Ireland attend schools under Catholic patronage. To discuss this, we're joined by Eoin O'Riordan, who is also Labour's education spokesperson, and Seamus Mulconroy, General Secretary of the Catholic Primary School Management Association. Eoin, to start with you first, you believe it's time to change that high level of Catholic patronage of our schools?
Well, I do. And first of all, can I say I'm conscious that this is a very emotionally charged week for those who have read the report, and I'm finding it very difficult to read it myself. So I don't really want to have a divisive debate. But I think everybody, including those who feel strongly about Catholic-based education, would feel that there's an overdominance of the Catholic religion over our education system. The first thing I'd say is that I think in Irish society, we need to wonder as to why religion plays such a strong role in our education system. I think that's the first question, as to why it's so intertwined. But certainly, I made the comment in terms of where we have been, but also where we are now. And it's still a case that the Department of Education allows patron bodies to run its schools. It likes that distance. We don't have a state education system. We have a state-funded education system, which also means that the department doesn't really take as much responsibility for the running of our schools as it should. And in other practical ways, that's part of the reason why in the north of Ireland we have free school books schemes, where in the Republic of Ireland we don't. So what I would suggest in the fullness of time, as we face into a situation where the government have announced that we will have a citizens' assembly in education, that the constitutional underpinning of this, which is in Article 42 and 44 of the Constitution, which allows the right of a school to have a particular ethos, that could be investigated, it could be challenged, it could be debated, and we may have a situation where people could start again
let's bring in Seamus Mulconroy. There's an overdominance of the Catholic Church, Seamus.
Well, it isn't 91%, but I think we're all agreed on the need for divestment. I don't think it necessarily requires a constitutional referendum. I think the bishops have already indicated that they are open to divestment where there is a local demand. So I think there is an agreement on that, and I think in the fullness of time that will occur. Now, I should point out the CPSMA is not a patron body. We don't normally comment on patron issues, but I have yet to meet a bishop who is opposed to divestment. I do think, though, there is a need to divorce this from the events or from the report which has just come out. I think policies should be debated on their merits, not on historical analogies, and I think that is important.
Okay, Eoin, what about that? Does it need to divorce this from the events of this week and judge it on its own merits?
I think there's merit in that, but I also think that the issue that we are discussing during the week was an overdominance of one religion over the actions of the state, and we still have that overdominance in terms of primary school education. I'd also make this point is that while Seamus is right that there's an acceptance within, the Catholic hierarchy as the need for divestment, and figures such as 50% have been mentioned as 10 years ago, it just hasn't happened. So while all the good feelings and the nice words have been uttered, the reality on the ground that hasn't changed, and the figure I've used of 91% is a figure from 2 years ago, and in fact that figure appears to be growing. So what I would suggest is that I would challenge this intertwining of religion with education. I don't see why it needs to be there. I understand the traditional reason why it's there, the legacy issues, but I certainly think from a constitutional standpoint, we could investigate it. And certainly if you were to start again...
Yeah, no, you've made that point. You wouldn't start from here.
Such a dominance of a religion over education system, I don't think it's good for the future.
Seamus, how about that? Lots of words, very little action in this regard.
The reason for the slowness in the pace of the action is that divestment at a local level is not a popular policy. So it actually makes it very difficult to implement. And if you talk to bishops privately, they will tell you that their biggest concern when they have tried to divest a school has been local opposition.
Okay, actually, that's, can I go second back to point. Aon on that? Seamus, sorry, can I just go back to Aon on that? Because that maybe is crucial. Aon, you make a fair point in theory. In practice, parents don't give a hoot about this. They don't. It's not an issue for them.
Well, look, I've heard that about any amount of social progress over the years in terms of different campaignings that people don't care. They don't care until there's a reason for them to care. And I would also make the point that I'm aware of one situation where there was a suggested divestment, and the amount of misinformation that was put around the community was incredible. You know, accusations that children would no longer be able to say Christmas.
Let Seamus come back in.
I'm aware of numerous instances where there was heartfelt, strong local opposition and no misinformation. The reality is that this policy has never been a popular policy. Now, I do believe that the demand for divestment is growing and that needs to be addressed and to be met. But the reason that it's so complex and has taken so long is that within school communities, there are very school communities where there's a clear strong majority for divestment. In most cases, the school community is divided, and usually it's a minority. But could I come back to one point that I made
very earlier, briefly, Seamus?
That was about the mother and baby homes being the result of the overdominance of the Catholic Church. The reality is the tragedy of the mother and baby homes has a governmental aspect, it has a church aspect, and has a wider societal aspect. And that wider societal aspect is that our ancestors did this. Our fathers, our grandmothers, they did this. And in my case, my father was responsible for me being in a mother and baby home. So this can't just be laid at the feet of the church. This was a wider societal problem. And society in this instance was real human beings making decisions, sometimes in very difficult circumstances.
Okay. Unfortunately, we do have to leave it there. My thanks to Seamus Mulconroy, General Secretary of the Catholic Primary School Management Association, and Aon O'Riordan, Labour Party's education spokesperson.